This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, one big reason to thank Trump for what he has done so far is that he has exposed the complete corruption of big government. In fact, Trump is single-handedly responsible for awakening half of America to the reality that government is run by crooks, criminals, people like Joe Biden who take bribes from skimming off the international aid, you know, the foreign aid that America pays out to countries like Ukraine. The senators are skimming off of that, the vice presidents, the presidents before Trump, and all these people are crooks. The FBI is corrupt. It's run by criminals. They lie. John Brennan lied. The deep state, they're all liars. They're all crooks. And half of them are pedophiles, child rapists, and traffickers, too. On top of that, you know, as if it's not bad enough, just being crooks and con artists and all. Look, big government has been exposed in the last 3 years as being run by some of the worst, most filthy, most devious, malicious, evil people on the planet. And it brings us all naturally to the conclusion that once Trump is out of the White House, probably the only answer long-term for America, if you're going to have any liberty or freedom remaining whatsoever, is we got to dismantle the whole damn system. The whole system is corrupt beyond measure. It cannot be repaired. There is no reform of the system. We tried. We voted for Trump. We sent Trump to Washington to try to drain the swamp. And what did the swamp do? Well, the swamp turned around and accused him of being a criminal for obstructing their obstruction of the elections. So the deep state tries to obstruct elections and nullify the will of the people. So they charge Trump with the very things that they are doing, which is obstruction, to try to impeach him and remove him from power, to nullify the will of the people. Remember, impeachment of Trump is really the impeachment of the people. Maybe it's time to flip that whole thing upside down. Maybe it's time that we, the people, impeached Congress and the FBI and the deep state and the Senate and the entire corrupt, filthy system that's run by crooks, run by a bunch of hyper-privileged elitists who just lie by default. They lie every time they swear an oath to defend the Constitution. No, they don't. They're lying. They claim, oh, we're serving the people. No, they're not. They're lying. They're all crooks. I mean, okay, a few exceptions here and there. Like Rand Paul, I always have to say, is an upstanding person. You know, Jim Jordan has been doing a great job in the House. Josh Hawley, a Missouri senator, has been doing great work. And so, you know, look, there are exceptions to this. But by and large, probably 99% of the swamp is a bunch of filthy crooks. And they're never going to change. And the only way to get rid of them is to dismantle the entire system. And Trump is the proxy for we the people. Trump is the guy that we sent, essentially, as our representative to try to get this done peacefully and lawfully. And, of course, they're trying to destroy Trump. So what does that mean for the people? It means, sadly, probably this whole thing is going into a civil war phase at some point. It probably means that the radical left and the deep state and the crooks and controllers, they're going to try to kill all their political opponents or be killed in the process. Probably from this point forward, this is just my analysis. I'm not calling for anything. I'm just saying it looks likely that there's no outcome in any of this that does not involve a lot of blood spilled in the streets. Because remember, these insane Democrats, these tech giants, these lawmakers who are Democrats, the intelligence community, the media crooks, the traitors, they do not believe that you have a right to even exist in society unless you agree with them. And they think nothing of murdering you and killing you, or even just creating a kill list of all conservatives to go door to door, just kill them all. Remember, these people kill their own babies, right? So they don't think anything of killing you. And if you think that's too much, going too far, it's funny because, I don't know, maybe it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I remember hearing from a few people who were saying, you're going too far, warning about a civil war. Now, a lot of those same people are texting me, oh my God, you were so right. Again. Yeah, I know. I know. We've always been ahead of the curve. We've seen this coming before others. And what I see coming now is, sadly, blood in the streets of America. Because it looks like there's going to have to be a decision point in the minds of each and every American citizen and patriot, anyone who believes in the rule of law and the protections of the Constitution and the sovereignty of our country and the dignity of humanity. Every person is going to have to make a choice soon. Probably you're either going to have to, option A, surrender to tyranny and become a prison camp slave under the authoritarian control of the Democrats, or B, be willing to defend yourself and defend your nation, defend your rights, defend your community by invoking the Second Amendment where appropriate to stop the crooks who are trying to steal everything and destroy everything. Now, I don't mean to go out and initiate any kind of Second Amendment response, but to invoke the Second Amendment defense of our republic, which is what the Founding Fathers intended. That's why it's written in to the Constitution. First Amendment, number one, freedom to speak, freedom of religion, freedom to gather in public places, freedom of the press. That's all First Amendment. And it's number one because it's the most important thing. And yet the tech giants don't give a crap. And they're banning people's speech because they don't like you. So it already shows the radical left, they don't even abide by the First Amendment, not even to mention the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment comes right after the First Amendment because it's the second most important. Everybody has the right to an AR-15 to keep and bear arms of the day. And yes, there were repeater firearms back in the 1700s when that was written. In 1791, perhaps, something right around there, when the Bill of Rights was introduced. You know, it didn't come out right when the Constitution was signed. You know that, right? It was later. I think it was like 1791. And yes, they had repeating rifles at that time, which means they knew the people have the right to have the weapons of war. People have the right, because the Second Amendment was written to allow the people to arm themselves against the tyranny of the state. The very tyranny that our founding fathers fought against in order to declare the independence of the United States of America against tyrannical rule under the King of England. Well, now the same kind of tyranny has come to America in the form of Democrats and the deep state and the tech giants and the fake news media, the fake journalists. They're all treasonous enemies of the people. And like I said, everybody's going to have to make a choice. You're either going to be a slave or you're going to invoke your Second Amendment rights to defend yourself. Those are the only two options now. There is no option to sit this out. I mean, you can try for a while, but really, if you sit this out, you're choosing option one. You're choosing to be a slave. You either fight to defend our republic, to defend the rule of law, to defend your civil rights, or you will be a slave. And they will take everything from you, and they will destroy you, and they'll probably take your children, rape them in public schools. We'll call it part of their indoctrination, a drag queen rape story hour. That'll be the next thing, as they just mutilate the genitalia of all your children and have chemical puberty blockers. It's good for you children. And like, all of a sudden, the left is all pro big pharma. That's just poison children. They're insane. And are you going to just sit there and let them do that? You're going to let them rape your children? You're going to let them destroy America? You're going to let them take your firearms away? Oh, we just want to register your guns. No, they don't. They want to take them from you and shoot you in the head with them. Do you understand? They want to kill you with your own freaking guns. You're going to let them take those guns? That's what I'm asking. Or are you going to stand your ground like a real man, a real woman, a real American? You're going to stand your ground and say, no, that's enough. Enough of your tyranny. You've gone too far. And we, the people, are declaring you, the corrupt government officials, to be the enemies of the people. You Democrats, you corrupt FBI officials, you corrupt deep state traitors, you are the enemies. And we were already granted the rights by our founding fathers to dismantle those who are committing tyranny against the people after the long train of abuses. to take away rights and freedoms and dignity and humanity. People have already been granted the right to defend themselves, not to initiate violence, not to invoke it, but to defend themselves against the violence that's being carried out by the enemies of America. And those enemies are Democrats, deep staters, tech giants, fake news journalists, and others in that same circle of authoritarianism and tyranny and mental insanity. So be prepared, because the Civil War is coming. It's the only outcome now. It's the only outcome. This will not become more calm. This will not go back into everything is okay status. This is going to go to a kinetic civil war, and you can either defend yourself or be enslaved and die in the process. Because trust me, the Democrats are willing to kill everybody with whom they disagree. They openly talk about it. They're willing to kill their own babies. And they don't even know what their babies believe politically, and they still kill them. Can you imagine that? It's unreal. You're either going to have to defend yourself or die, is what it's coming down to. It's very clear now. And yeah, probably a couple of years ahead of the curve on this too. It's going to take time for all this to unfold. This isn't tomorrow. This may be between now and the year 2025. We'll see. But I always say, do not initiate violence. Always follow the law, but be willing to take a stand for our nation, our freedom, our liberty, and the civil rights of every basic human being. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, NewsTarget.com and Brighteon.com. Share this message everywhere and pray for America. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.